Well, Sanford said it was keen to comment on the report, but none of its managers were available to speak this morning. Listening to that report, though, and on the line now, Tally's Nelson Chief Executive Tony Haslett. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you read the report?
I just received a copy of the report late last night, and I have not read it page by page, but I've read a fair bit of it.
Does it appear to be accurate?
I think that this report has pointed out some things that have led to very good discussion between ourselves and Ministry. I disagree with the things just said by the previous callers. I think that the report gave us a good starting point for discussions that headed with Ministry 6 years ago.
It sounds to me like you've put your phone on speakerphone there, Tony. Is it possible for you to pick it up for us, please?
You're done.
Oh, Brent, that's much better. The audio quality is an awful lot better when you're on the end of the line like that. Thank you. I'm interested that you say that this has led to conversations over the last 6 years. How can it have led to conversations over the last 6 years when you only got the report last night?
Well, I've only received a copy of the report last night, but it then becomes obvious that this report was in existence because... We have had quite a lot of discussions around things like conversion factors and card and wait programs that have gone back over those times.
Mm. Let's just talk a little bit about some of the detail. Hopefully these are bits that you're familiar with in the report. It says that companies use a weighing system that resulted in an estimated hundreds of tonnes of underreporting. Is that right?
No, look, what the report is saying is that we had a cart and wake program that has been an accepted practice for a long time in our industry, and that as technologies have got better, we have started to change those.
Okay, because there were large discrepancies between these cart and weights of fish, depending on whether they were weighed by the companies or whether they were weighed by fisheries officers. Is that still a system you use?
No, I don't believe that's what it says, but you may point out somewhere that it does say that.
Yeah, it does say that in the report. I think it's on page 40. It would seem that when you've got those two things being put together, a weighing system that resulted in underreporting and the company appearing to back that up, that would appear to be systematic, no?
No, it's not systematic at all. I'm just looking at page 40 now. What the cart and weight programs did was there's two things about the cart and weights. So if you have a system whereby you're selling your fish, you have to comply with the weights and measures laws of New Zealand and the world, really. So if you're stating there's X amount of fish in that box, you have to make sure that there is X amount of fish in that box. Secondly, you can't put too much in, and there was a system in place that if there was too much in the box, then you declared that to the government, and that would then come off your quota. So the advent of barcoding and the advent of things like that happened to coincide with about the time this report is done, we have been able to get more accurate on that.
Okay, so you say you don't use this anymore. When did that sort of way of weighing the fish... when was that phased out?
Well, we still weigh the fish the same way. It's just that we have changed the way we declare it, and that would coincide with this report.
Okay, so also
discussions afterwards.
Talking about some of the small fish, the juvenile fish here, the report also says when there were mealing machines on board and no observers on board, fewer whole hoki were reported. And vessels also consistently fished in areas where the small hoki cannot be avoided. Having the mealing machines on board, is that a way of hiding tons of juvenile fish that have been caught?
No, it is not a way of hiding anything. Having fish meal plants on board is a way to maximise utilisation of all the offal and everything that comes out of producing fish.
How do you explain the discrepancy, though?
Well, that's one of the things that I have not actually... had a discussion with anyone about, but at the end of the day, I do not believe that there is things in this report that lead to the concerns that have been expressed by the people speaking previously to us. Now, it certainly is something that we welcome open transparency in our industry, and we have had a lot of discussions with the Ministry since 2011.
Looking at the report, though, it seems amazing that hoki can be claimed to be fished sustainably. Is that the case, and can the public be confident now?
You can be very confident that hoki is getting fished sustainably. We have been certified by MSC 3 times. We are open in our systems, and we are constantly looking at improvements in the managements to our systems. We're constantly looking at ways to avoid juveniles, and it's a very healthy fishery at this point and into the future as well.
Thank you very much for your time. Tallies Nelson, Chief Executive, Tony Haslett there, 7:20.